once you realize everybody has a voice, everybody has problems, everyone has something to say, and it's actually when you have empowered women all together, it's just nothing more incredible. We're all here to help and heal each other.
Welcome, welcome to PS I Love Me, the podcast. I am your host, Gina Swire, international self-love expert, coach, author, and manifesting queen. And I am on a mission to help a billion women fall madly in love with themselves and get everything they want in their life. And that, my friend, includes you. This podcast is for down-to-earth women who love spirituality, manifesting, and laughing at life's challenges. And remember, with self-love, anything is possible.
Welcome to another episode of PS I Love Me, the podcast, with my special guest, Queen Elizabeth. Formerly known as Liz Roberts, been upgraded to Queen Elizabeth Roberts, the great. And to give you a little bit of background knowledge, we have known each other, I'm going to say about 5 years.
Yeah, something like that.
About 5 years. And more recently, we've got to know each other very well. Queen Elizabeth has been in the Infinite Self-Love Coaching Academy, and most recently been a special guest in my Greece non-PG Infinite Self-Love Retreat. So we now know each other intimately.
Intimately, yes.
So welcome, Elizabeth.
Thank you. And thank you for a wonderful introduction. And thank you so much for offering me this space as well. So, as I say, I listen to your podcast quite a lot, and such an amazing variety of guests you have on as well. So thank you.
Ah, so pleasure is all mine. Well, I just love you, basically. So the other day I was on a team meeting and we were doing a meditation. We were tuning in with the energy of the business, seeing what the business wanted and, you know, how we can be in service. And one of the first things that came through was have Queen Elizabeth on the podcast and, you know, discuss all these things and really share like some of your transformation. And it's so inspiring for me to see. And I know for all our listeners, they're just going to be like, wow, I want to
what the...
So do you want to start by sharing a little bit about you? What do you do? Where did you come from?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Yeah. So I guess as you would describe it, I was stuck in the matrix probably for about 42 years. So it's a long time. So yeah, did the usual, went to school, went to university, got the degree, same as my dad, went into pharmacy, owned a business, got married, tried to have children. Sadly, I have polycystic ovaries, so went through IVF for 8 years, couldn't have children. And yeah, I was just kind of in this life of another day, go on holiday to forget about the days. And it's just like, there was just something not right. And the actual instigation was I used to go to the village gym at Blackpool. And we changed gyms, me and my ex-husband, to one just near us, the YMCA. And I started doing classes and I started to actually speak to people that had things in common with me. I was like, oh, they're interested in me. And it's like something unheard of for me, because I guess in my marriage I've been quite a shadow. I'm quite an introvert and my ex was quite an extrovert, so he was kind of quite controlling with me, like wanted me to wear suits and shirts for work and things like that. I know, look at that face. It's like, what the? I never did. Well, I did a few times. I'm like, no, it's just not me. I want to wear a dress.
Kinky and like suits.
You know, when I was kind of thinking about these things, I was like, yeah, maybe it was actually. I was like, I'm not vibing with that now. So, yeah, I'd started sort of meeting new friends and then he wasn't happy with that because I guess he wasn't controlling these friends. And he was like, who was that and if they were male. He was stalking them on Facebook and seeing if they were married or engaged. And I was like, right, I can't deal with this. I've actually got my own set of friends. Like, he played golf and always did that. And I was like, and it just kind of went on for a few more years. And there was just one time, and we'd gone to a beer festival at Cleveland's prom. And I was just sat there. I was like, I can't do this. I can't do this anymore. And he actually said to me, are you all right, Liz? I was like, no. And it literally just flooded out. And I was like, oh God, I've just done it. And obviously, like, fireworks happened and stuff. But I was like, no, I just know this is the right decision. As hard as it was, we'd been married like 18 years, something like that. And then there's the shame of telling family and friends and all of this, rather than actually, what do I want? So then to cut through that, I then started my self-discovery, I guess. I then, from going to the YMCA, I trained as a personal trainer. I did initial module training in body balance, which is one of my first loves, because people were like, you're quite inspiring, you're quite good at this. I was like, okay, I'll learn it for me. And then started covering and then started teaching. And then that kind of brought me out my shell. And I guess that's helped me find my purpose as well, like helping and healing in a different way to pharmacy. So yeah, fast track, a 200-hour teach train at Sampona, like Your Good Self, yoga philosophy, arm balances, all sorts, yin meditations, breath works, and yeah, kind of been following all that. I've kind of done quite a lot, haven't I, really?
I'm loving this. I always love interviewing people, because even though we've spoke at length so many times, there's so many things I'm like, didn't know that.
Yeah, I can see you actually had your mouth and you're like, what? It's like, oh, okay. I think the thing is with me, unless someone is holding space like you very well do, I end up, people talk over me, so I end up stopping speaking and I feel they're not listening. And it's just, I'm quite, like I say, quite an introvert. So I guess I just end up not talking if I feel people aren't interested. And then when I go full flow, I'm like, oh, actually, I have done quite a lot, haven't I?
Quite a big deal. That's Elizabeth talking there, isn't it? Like, no one talks over me, bitches.
Yeah, that's what I need to, that's the next step, yeah. Hang that's on, I'm not finished.
That's already been taken, my friend. that stepped you a step. Like, yeah. who stepped who there? I don't know if Queen Elizabeth dragged you or you dragged her. But
I think we held hands and dragged each other. Yeah, we took a big jump and set for the sky. So yeah, because then, should we explain the Queen Elizabeth in full or not in full?
Please, let's go for it.
So obviously we've not really chatted about the retreat as yet. So expansive for me personally, but I think it was one of the first one or two days, wasn't it? And we were like saying, is anything showing up for you? And I said, I'm really struggling with my name, because I was Liz, but everything's still Roberts, which is my ex-married name. And like on Facebook, I'd gone back to my family name as Warburton. But I also felt like I'd regressed back to my childhood, like I was back to this little girl and not knowing what she was doing. I was just really struggling. So I think we even joked and we said, what do you want to call it? I went, Liz Savaretti. We're like, oh, actually, that rings. So it became Liz Savaretti for a while. And then I don't actually know how the actual Elizabeth arrived, how we upgraded to Elizabeth.
I do.
Go on. Another Queen Elizabeth.
Okay, just talk us through the Queen Elizabeth bit then.
So we'll just fast track to Queen Elizabeth. So we were doing our 21-step sex magic vision boards, which is the most amazing, incredible vision board I've got in my life. Another absolute upgrade. And you were looking from above at me and said, Queen Elizabeth, what is on your vision board? And I was like, okay, that fits.
It was so funny because I wasn't really thinking. I was kind of in my own element and I was holding the space for everyone. And we were doing a share in this 21-step sex magic ritual, which was about. And there was a part where I asked everyone to just like kind of say what was on their vision, on their sex magic vision board. And I'd gone to a few people and I'd called them like Queen Osha and Queen Annika and then Queen Elizabeth. And I was like, ooh. And it just really like everyone just stopped and they were like, ooh.
That sounds good. That sounds good.
Really good right there. And it wasn't even in conjunction with you wanting to change your name. It was just who you were in that moment, you know?
Yeah, it's like you'd almost felt I'd already grown from seeing this vision board, which was one of my big intentions for the whole retreat, to actually envelop my story and find my actual vision, how I'm going to piece it all together. And it was just, it was like the best thing ever. Absolutely brilliant.
Flashbacks. Oh my
God. Flashback. Yeah, it was a beautiful, to set the scene, beautiful darkened room. We all had our red on, didn't we? Mm-hmm. We have our red outfits on, candles. And yeah, it was definitely a vibe. Definitely a vibe.
And you were wearing royal coats as well.
I was wearing the royal coats as well. Definitely another up level.
Yeah, which is my friend in Bali's clothing label, which is called the Royal Coat. And then, you know, it was just all meant
to. It's kind of all fit together, hasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I love Queen Elizabeth and Busy Lizzie from the past.
Yeah.
She's cute, but that's Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah. We all have decisions that we make along the way to who we are today. And then there'll be more decisions to make you who you are tomorrow and the week after and month after. It's just every, I think I'm just trying to breathe in every experience I have to learn and grow from, basically. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm definitely feeling the vibes. And yeah, I love hearing more about your story. I love that you said 42 years in the Matrix. I'm pretty sure that's what this podcast's name is gonna
be. Yes. I was trying to, I was like, wonder that, because I've forgotten how long ago I got divorced. And I'm sure it is about 5-6 years. So yeah, 42 years in the Matrix, that'll do.
And just for anyone listening, do you want to share how actually old you are?
47, yeah.
Which, when you see Elizabeth, you will be like, are you joking?
I know a lot of people say that.
You are such a radiant, not that you're not, you know, not that people at 47 aren't a radiant goddess, but you are just like the body of like a 20-year-old. And they're like, you know, I'm like, how are you doing this? You just look fabulous. And especially with these upgrades and just beaming. Yeah.
You get like an inner glow, don't you? Definitely. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm. So I also love when you actually just said, you know, I was doing this because it's what my dad did, and I was doing this because I got married and that's what people do. And then at a certain point, I was like, what do I want?
Yeah, absolutely. I had no idea. And then I've just kind of followed like your great description, follow the cosmic breadcrumbs. It's like, oh, I'll do that. And I just feel I'm being divinely guided towards all these different things, like my body balance presenter trainer. I'd have never dreamed I would go to do that and be live on the stage for Les Mills, which is a multi million pound company, global company. I'm just like, this is Lizzie from Lancashire. What's she doing? So I think that's it. I hope it inspires other people to think, well, if this is your passion, that's where it comes from. It's your ikigai, your purpose. And
celebrate you so much. And you know, that was that piece of information where you got this audition and you got selected and all this, that was all during our coaching academy time, which was such, like, we were all so there with you. We were just there with you. We were thinking of you. You were sharing about it. It was perfect.
It was amazing. And to be able to share it with such incredible women as well, such genuinely honest women. It's such a lovely container that our coaching academy group. It's just like literally everyone will help anyone till the end. There's no sort of comparison. There's no copying. There's no, well, I don't want to tell them that because then they might copy, because we're all our own individual people. We have our own purposes. And it's like, yeah, if I can help you with that, I certainly will do. And yeah, that's what I've definitely loved about it. But yeah, like you say, I put it on the group, they're like, oh my God, that's amazing.
Oh, so celebrating you in that. And yeah, it just goes to show, you know, you had to take a very bold and brave step to say no to some things that you didn't want anymore and clear out, like a marriage and, you know, a house and all these other things that come with that life. And
absolutely,
you had to be so brave and bold, and now you're getting to reap so many benefits.
Absolutely, it's like just another door opens. Yeah, like you rightly say, it's like, what am I going to do for money? I'm going to be an old spinster, I'm going to be this, I'm going to have all these, what am I going to do with the house? And it's just like, it's not worth it. It's just not worth it. The money and everything that goes with it, it's not worth it. If you're not happy in here, definitely not. Yeah, definitely not. And if you're not in an environment that helps you grow as a person, then it's more of a like a competition. It's, you're not going to grow, are you? And just, yeah, it's cool.
Really cool. Really cool. Yeah, I remember that point in my own journey. When I was doing my nutrition course and I was still modeling, it was like the last, I didn't know at the time it was my last year of modeling. But I remember all of a sudden getting to a point, I was like, what do I actually want to do? I've kind of gone into modeling. It was a good idea. And I know my dad wanted me to do it and my friends were like, go for it, go for it. Mm-hmm. And I obviously wanted to do it on some level, and I did. And I had a lot of time doing that. And then when I actually stopped and asked myself, you know, what do I want to spend my life on? It was very different to any of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I was like, oh, I want to like help people, and I want to do stuff with food. That was a big thing that I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, well, go do that, you know, and then everything started to fall into place.
Absolutely, yeah.
There was a bit of a gap in the middle where I was like, shit!
exactly. But it's character building.
Character building, that's something my mum would all, I'd be like, Mum, this is happening. And she's like, oh, that's a shame. It's character building. I'm like,
oh, really?
10 of these, I'd be like, Mum, my character is built.
Yeah, it is. It's so true. When you come for a job, inverted commas, from a place that you love, it's not a job, is it? And it's just so different. It's like my world in pharmacy now, I still work 2 days in pharmacy, and I'm not gonna lie, I hate it. It's not like it used to. When I was little, I was making potions and people had respect, and I just feel a lot of people don't have that respect anymore. You just some other person behind a counter, and it's like we're actually dealing with medicines here, show kind of a little bit respect, a little bit of time. And but yeah, and it's only so much you can tolerate of getting those vibes down. So yeah,
and I think this is a really good point for anyone listening who is in a job still that they don't want to, that they know they don't want to be doing, or
yeah,
they know
100%.
They're going to have the time with. And what would you say to a woman listening who is where I was back then, where I was like, I know this isn't it, but I don't know what it is yet. And, you know, to yourself and to them, what would you recommend?
Yeah. So I certainly wouldn't recommend just quitting your job unless you have a lot of money in the bank and you're quite safe. But yeah, you need to act like, I always go back to Ikigai. It's what do you love? What can you get paid for? What are you good at? What do people come to you for? What do you, people sort of compliment you with? But what does the world need more of as well? And when you find, say, that, you can think, well, what vocation could I do for that? And then sort of follow the plan of, okay, how can I do that in a stepwise process? As we say, fun and easy steps. Step A to step B.
Absolutely. And so what is / was the answer for you, Elizabeth the Queen?
So I'm still getting there. It's still obviously still working in pharmacy because it's paying my bills at the moment, but it's also my vision board is got lots of different areas on it, because it, I love the way you sort of, we did it a different way, didn't we? It was what is your intention for the vision board? And it was like from a personal thing. And then you'll be impressed at this, actually. It said, name three people that have what you want. And I think I need to read it out. What did I put? I'll read it out to you. I want to be confident in my sexuality, a goddess.
Oh, and
that's what Liz wrote. And then Liz didn't write that anymore. She was Elizabeth. To inspire others to be confident without feeling they're showing off, and born to be proud of who and what they are. And you said three people who inspire you. Your good self is written down. Michelle, who I've just seen in a bikini behind you, was also written down. And also Kirsty from our coaching academy, I wrote down.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was like, and then you'd said, why do they have what you want? I was like, they know who they are, they know they're worthy, and they know that they are sharing their gift to others as well. So yeah. Wow. And that's where it came from. And then we did the what will people say to you as well. So my main vision board came from You've Changed My Life, and it all came from there. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm reliving it all now.
Thank you for sharing that, because we didn't actually fully discuss every part of it, and I didn't know that. So
yeah, it was a real surprise what my intention was, because I thought it was more to do with like work and where my job was going, but it actually all then came from that, of where, like I said, my business roots and wings, and going from there and doing the coaching, but also yoga and this and the other bit. It actually came from, I suddenly wrote, I want to be confident in my sexuality. I was like, where did that come from?
Can't possibly imagine it. a sprinkling of plant medicine, a sacred sexual awakening ceremony, and the way it was all stacked in the retreat.
Yeah, I think it really was. Yeah,
could have been part of it. Side note: I'm going to drop a little teeny teaser here. I have another retreat brewing. It is rude.
Oh.
It's going to be October. I'm not going to say all the details on the podcast, but if you're listening right now and you want to come on a retreat, there's going to be another one happening sooner rather than later. And watch this space for details.
Oh, sending those ripples out right now.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Okay. So is there anything else, anything you want
to do with that? I think, but because this is kind of what I'm like in pharmacy, I end up being a coach to all the staff as well now. And most of them aren't enjoying it. It's like, well, what can you do to make it better? Can you talk to bosses? Can you do this? It's actually, rather than just, one thing I wrote in my diary the other day, it's like, stop bitching about it, do something about it. I was like, yeah, because so many people just moan, but they don't actually take any action. It's like, well, what can you do? Yeah, if something's going wrong at work, can you go and talk to someone? If you're not being paid enough, go and ask, and just start making those steps rather than just keep thinking about it and worrying in your head about it.
That is gold. That's gold right there. And just to stack on that, I've actually just been on a one-to-one session just before with one of my gorgeous clients. And she's living in a house. And actually, no wonder this is coming through, because I know this is your story as well. She's living in a house that's rented and they're looking to buy one. And last year they had every intention of moving, but they're actually still there, but they've not done it up. And they've got a basement that's all scary and whatever, cobwebs. And she didn't want to do any of the things because she wasn't sure how long she was going to be there. And I was basically saying, look, if you're doing it right now, you're choosing it right now. You might not be choosing it forever, but you're choosing it right now. What can you do in the meantime? Because your house is the equivalent of one of the five people you spend the most time with.
Yes, you know? So true.
If you're spending time with someone that's full of cobwebs and has got a scary basement, you know, not the vibe. And
it's really not the vibe.
I'm just going to leave it. I'm going to move away from this friend soon, but you're still hanging out with them every day. It's impacting you. So
it really does. It really does. Yeah.
I really, really love that you brought that in, because it's like, there's a saying that having is evidence of wanting. So if you've got it, on some level, you're choosing it or you want it, even if consciously you're like, well, I don't.
So very true. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, well, if I've got it, I might as well maximize it. So yeah. Love that.
No, it is so true.
Just dropping the wisdom bombs casually in there.
Oh, exactly.
Have you got any other wisdom bombs for us?
I guess, well, I've just finished my two first clients as well from our coaching academy. And just to see the difference in them is just absolutely amazing. Because they came to me originally knowing that I'm a PT and I do fitness yoga to lose weight. That's basically, and we've chatted about this, haven't we? Saying unless people can see an actual end physical result, be it losing weight or earning more money or something like that, they don't see that goal. But when you ask people to come and do something to do with mindset and peeling layers off, they're like, no, I can't afford that. It's like, no, I'd rather spend my money on doing that instead. So obviously they came to me, the original thing was for that. So obviously I gave them some tips and nutrition, exercises, etc. I said, but you do realize your mindset is the glue that basically holds those two together. If you don't have the mindset, the other two aren't going to work. So they'd always do the extreme exercise, the extreme diets. And then within a month, they might have lost weight, but they just went back. So it's just not sustainable. And they've realized that obviously through this extra knowledge and being happier actually from the inside out, they're like, okay. And they're like, they're losing a couple of pounds a week because they're not like snacking on things because they're not stressed and they're not just binging on things. And like Kate, I said to you, didn't I, that her one thing was to be confident in a swimming costume to take her baby boy swimming. And like I said to her, just remember, it's not about you. It's your little boy going swimming. She went, oh, Liz, you've done it again. And she literally doesn't think about it now. She just literally goes there and you can't get her out the pool now. And you think that knock-on effect, not just for her, it's her family, her little boy growing up. And she wanted to be an active mom and she's going paddleboarding and all sorts. I'm like, I don't even know who she is. And one thing funny on our last one, she says, I'll just let you know, Liz, our calls are dangerous. I was like, what? And she'd literally had like an amazing short haircut and looked absolutely fabulous. And I said, have you always wanted to have it cut like that? She says, I've had this photo on my phone for about 10 years and never dreamed. And literally, I was going to the hairdresser after our last call and had it all cut off. And literally, her comments on Facebook was like, oh my God, you're glowing. You look amazing. And I'm like, magic.
Wow. I love hearing these transformations. Oh yeah. My goodness.
And it's sustainable as well because they've changed what goes on here. Like I said, it's almost like that. It's like our Gollum effect, isn't it? The bad and the good. And it's like if one's overriding the other, the bad's always going to win, isn't it? But if you're like, actually, no, you rationalize your thoughts. It's, yeah. Makes a big difference.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love what you were saying there about how, I mean, this has been so big in my own journey. And I know a lot of people that listen to this podcast are the same. Just like self-love is the answer, basically. Like, I know I'm biased because that's what I do. And you're biased because that's what you do.
Yeah.
But it's like, all those years of dieting, all those years of exercising, like, you know, and then just literally either nothing happening or going right back or even putting on weight.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then like the way that it's all done now, and it's like, you know, when you are in alignment, when your self-love is really, when you're really taken care of, when you feel great, you're just not interested in overeating. No. You're not interested. It doesn't even cross your mind. That's why, you know, giving up sugar for me lately has just been so easy. Mm. If I had tried to give up sugar 10 years ago, I don't think I would have been able to. I was like, not.
I noticed your newsletter about the schmores. Because Michelle's in the house. I'll give you more schmores. But like you rightly said in that newsletter, you've found a way now to just give it up.
Exactly. I'm not interested in that. And I know this is because I'm in alignment. I feel good with myself. I'm like, I feel right with myself, you know. Mm-hmm. And there's times when I haven't, and sugar and overeating has been like, oh, hello, food, my old friend. Let me just do that. So yeah, I love that you're helping people. Oh, I just love this ripple effect.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And yeah, and just what I was thinking then when you were talking, then it's like, I listen to that and you actually take that on yourself going, well, I want some of that as well. It's no like, oh, look, I think there used to be that stigma of people showing off and egotistical, but it's not done in that way. It's like, no, I'm happy with myself.
Yeah.
End of. It's like, there's nothing. It's self-love, self-confidence, whatever you want to call it. It's just, yeah, it's yeah. Like say, that ripple effect, just people saying, wow, I want a bit of that. I want to be inspired. I want to feel like that. I want to glow and just smile.
Yeah. Well, arrogance is in the eye of the beholder. Mm. You know? And up themselves is in the eye of the beholder, or any of these things. It's like you can feel as someone with self who practices self-love when someone loves themselves, or when someone really doesn't and is trying so hard to cover it with, like,
100%, yeah,
it's such a different frequency. I didn't understand that until because that's what I was doing. I was like trying to be so
absolutely positive. It's just fake, isn't it? I think because I don't watch any of the reality TV programs, but you can almost just see it straight on there. It's just, but you're not happy. You're not, deep down you're not happy. It's all external, isn't it? It's, yeah, and trying to look better for other people rather than actually yourself at the end of the day. Yeah,
exactly. And it's not that we're like, oh, these people are fake and wrong and whatever. It's like, no, they haven't clicked yet. They haven't clicked on to this other way of being, which is actually freedom.
Yeah.
Then you actually naturally shine, and you naturally want to help people, and you're naturally not competitive, and you naturally just want everyone to do well, and you naturally have a new level of empathy and freedom and sexiness and just like low, different vibe.
Yeah, it really, and like you're right to say, you can just tell it in people, just how they hold themselves, how they walk, and just yeah, no, it's incredible.
So how is your experience for anyone listening who would love to do what you've done? I mean, you've done amazing work this year. For anyone who is like, oh, I would like to be a self-love coach. Like, how was the journey for you? What was it like?
Yeah, so I think when we took our call, I was about, well, what's involved in it? And you rightly explained, you actually, it's a lot of self-discovery as well, because I did want to learn more about myself. And that was one of the main reasons I took the Coaching Academy up. You also obviously explained like the business side of it on how to start getting clients, but also how to hold space for people and just know that you can just sit there and listen. You're not there to give answers. You're there to help and guide people just to take those layers off. And I think, like, we've all been through this journey together. We still have our worries and our doubts, and but it's always just coming back to your why at the end of the day. Why do you do this? And that's what's always going to get you through. So if you feel this, you're called to it, yeah, 100%. I mean, how many more coaches do we need in this world? Hundreds. But yeah, it's just a different mindset, definitely. And it ties on very well, obviously, with like the yoga and the meditation. It's like a whole sort of good vibes.
I love what you said. You know, how many more self-love coaches do we need in this world? And this is some people say this to me, like, why are you training all these women? Like, aren't they gonna take you clients? I'm like, no, like there is so many people that need this.
100%.
And so if you are someone who is looking at this thinking, I would like to do that, but, you know, there's loads of people doing it, or maybe you already follow loads of coaches, honestly, it only takes going to what I call a civilian birthday party. you know, civilians, I mean, in like a, I don't even know how to explain that, but like,
we'll just leave it civilians.
Yeah, like going out of my normal friendship group or the places that I live, Bali, Tulum, even just coming back to, we're from a very similar area, very close, 5 minutes apart. Even coming back here, I'm like, shit, I need to train a lot more self-love coaching.
it is so true. You've got to think how many billions of people there are in the world and how many people have problems, and it's just, but if you've got that mindset, you're obviously kind of, I'm quite an empathic person, it just comes naturally to listen and to want to help. And it's like we say, you're getting paid for something that, I mean, I'd do it for free if I could and I didn't need to pay bills. So that was on my vision board. I do have a plan to be able to do it for free, but I just need to get there.
Well, this is the thing as well, for people who are feeling a soul calling to the Infinite Self-Love Coaching Academy, they will already be coaching people. They'll already be holding space for people. They'll already be, you know, everyone you meet will probably be like telling you all their problems and they leave feeling great. And that's a really good indicator that you'll make a great coach.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because that, I was doing that my whole life. Even as a little child, everyone would come around. We would all sit on my front lawn. We'd make daisy chains and I'd be like an agony aunt, which unless you're in England, you probably don't know what an agony aunt is. It's like a column in a magazine where it's like in America, what do they call it? Like dear, I don't know.
I don't know what the American thing is. Like basically.
But you can write in to a magazine and get your questions answered. And I remember reading one years ago about how to give a blowjob, and I was like, ooh, I don't know how to give a blowjob. Anyway, I digress. I was like, everyone's agony aunt. And everyone would come and tell me all their problems and I'd like make them feel better somehow. So even as a kid, I was doing it.
It's like people are naturally drawn to you. And like you rightly say, it's people are, if they're already doing that, that's their trigger. That's the thing. Actually, I can help more people. And it's just such a beautiful feeling, and visually just seeing people just change, just even on from the minute the call starts to the end. See people that have had like a bad day and they're tired, they're stressed, and like literally by the end, you just almost see them levitating and lifting. It's just, it's incredible. And like I say, it's then that ripple effect for all their friends, their families, and all around them. And
absolutely. Best job in the world. Best, not even a job, but like we said.
No, that's it.
Yes. And do you want to just mention anything? Just like about your actual experience of becoming a coach, like how hard was it for you or how easy was it for you or what?
So pretty easy. I would say, like I said, you'd given us kind of all the tools, our Mary Poppins bag. And I think what we were always saying, we want to find our niche and who to talk to, and we need to have set plans of session one, session two, session three. And it doesn't happen like that. It's like, well, actually, what's going on in your life at the moment? What do you want to chat about? And we all know things can change from day to day, as quick as the wind changes, how things can affect you. And it's just literally being their sort of beacon of light for anything they're going through. I remember Valentina, I love the way she described it. She was holding somebody's torch of self-love until they can hold it themselves. I was like, oh, I never forget that. It's just, but it is so true. And I think one light bulb moment for me when we're halfway through the course, and it was like people obviously go to therapy with the doctors and things like that. And this is like an add-on to something like that. It's a lot more a positive experience. You're not there just to sit and moan about all your problems. It's actually, okay, so what's going on? What can we do about it? And it's like we always say, it's those fun, easy steps, not thinking this magnitude, well, I want to do this, 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 and this, because you'll just end up not doing any of them. It's like, okay, what resonates with you most? Let's work on that. How do you feel you can get there? And like we always say, it's asking, so the clients, how are you going to get there? Because obviously how I do it is different to somebody else. Mm. And once people realize these things, there's no going back. They have those tools themselves. Mm. And that's what my client said today. She's like, no, I'm not going to regress. I have all these tools now. I can do this. I was like, yes, of course you can.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Well, obviously I'm obsessed. I've been doing it for
yeah.
I'm obviously still obsessed.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So is there anything else that you feel called to share with our lovely, gorgeous listeners before we end?
Let me think. The thing, sharing circles was a new thing to me as well. I think you probably noticed at the beginning of our coaching idea, I'd never say a word to anybody. I'd put it on mute the whole time. I was like, no, I'm not speaking. And I think once you realize everybody has a voice, everybody has problems, everyone has something to say. And it's actually when you have empowered women all together, it's just nothing more incredible. We're all here to help and heal each other. So I did my first sharing circle, it was a couple of months ago now. And I know there were people that had already messaged me saying, look, I'm not going to say anything. I don't want to speak. I just want to be there and just be in the atmosphere, do this and that. And literally two of them that said that, they were the first putting their hands up saying, can I share this? And some of the things they were sharing with it, but it's that release of going, wow, okay. You just almost feel it drop out of the body and like just lose that sort of negative energy. And it's just, yeah, again, incredible to see. And that's what you can fast track through fast track definitely through a retreat. I think I did like a 3-month coaching container in like 5 days.
When I get people in front of me, they get shifted very fast.
Yeah.
Doing it on coaching people online, of course they get a fast track. Coaching people in groups, of course they get a fast track. But if I actually can get my hands on people in the flesh,
we don't have any choice.
Not just me, they're like, it's such a co-creation. Like everyone on that retreat was just bringing so many.
Absolutely.
It was a fuck yes.
Oh God, yes. I'm sideways, definitely. Yeah. It's just, I think sometimes I was just sat watching everyone and just seeing sort of the transformations and it's just amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah. Oof, wow. Even on day one of the retreat, there was some pretty freaking big things shifting out of the field that have been stuck for ages, and it's like poof, gone.
Yeah. Wow. Oh my God. because we did the movement, slow movement exercise, and normally because obviously I teach yoga, I teach fitness classes, I'm very regimented, I do this and this, but you were like, oh no, where do you feel it? Where do you want to move? I was like, oh wow, I can move my back now. And it's like literally I could feel everywhere I was just releasing. And then I think I even had to come back to child's pose and just started crying, just this release of just whatever was going on. And it was just incredible. And like I wanted to just close my eyes rather than see other people do something and copy them. So I was like, no, just feel it in your body. And it's only when you give your own time, you value your time, that you sort of notice these things are where you're stuck. And that's what I think these coaching containers give you. It gives you that valued time back, doesn't it? Your me time and just to be honest with yourself. And
I just had a little flashback then to our sabotage day when everyone day, I guess, that was all about the inner saboteur, because obviously we all have visions, we all have goals, but then something is stopping people from having it. And I did this whole thing and people were just sabotaging the sabotage workshop. It was hilarious, and people's patterns were playing out real time, and it was like, oh my God, you cannot write this stuff.
No Are we allowed to mention the cacao moment?
Yeah.
Do you think she'd mind?
No, she's
our beautiful Lauren. She's like, it's not working for me. I'm not into this. I don't want to answer these questions. So you're sabotaging the sabotage question. Yes, I am. I don't want to do it. I need cacao now. We're like, Well, we can't just now, right in the minute. And poor Mandy says, well, you can go and get some chocolate. It's not the same! And she's like, I mean, we laughed about it for the rest of the week, didn't we?
Oh my God, she wanted to sabotage the sabotage workshop. Yeah. Going to make cacao for half an hour so she didn't have to do the sabotage workshop. But then she realized, she was like, fuck, this is what I do with my life.
Yeah. And she says, yes, the toddler comes out sometimes. It was so funny. It was so endearing to see as well, because I think that's the way we were just all so honest with each other. And poor Mandy was like, I didn't know chocolate wasn't cacao. I don't know what's going on.
Everyone was just so cute, like just getting to know people on that level. And we really, really, really did. Like, we're only really talking about very few of the things that happened.
We really are, actually.
And yeah, getting to see people in such, in like their vulnerability and in their real truth and in their saboteur, you just know them so much. And this,
absolutely,
it's so cute because we've all been there.
Oh, 100%, 100%, yeah.
It's 100%. So cute. Yeah, that retreat was such an up level for me as well. Like, wow, it was such a pleasure.
I could just see your face and you were just like, I am loving this. And it was just so nice to see you, because you were just so proud of all of us as well. And that's what I mean. It's just that genuine honesty. I want to up level your life. And that's what I love. That's why obviously I'm drawn to you as well, because it really does. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, I hope we have given our lovely listeners just enough nuggets to make them like,
yeah,
and not too many nuggets to get us banned off podcasting. But we definitely,
we were restrained from the retreat, weren't we? Yeah, they can personally message us if they want questions.
I think it is just so nice for people who want to be in this work to hear from someone like you who's done it, who's loved it. And also, I want to just acknowledge you, because you were actually the first person to get a paid client in the coaching academy.
Yeah. So
acknowledge that, because you took bold and brave steps forward. You followed all the steps. You did all the things. You stuck with it, even when it was hard. And boom.
Yeah.
Right off the bat.
It's it. And you can have, like I say, you can have those wobbly moments. I can't do this. I can't do that. And it's like, especially the tech side. Don't even get me started about tech side. But it's like, right, no, I can do. And as soon as you rationalize, right, how am I going to do this? Can I ask for help? Can I ask somebody else? Can I get somebody else to do it and pay them for it? Because that's their job. And it's just outsourcing. It's just, rather than thinking you're all alone, you've got to do it yourself. You don't in this life. There's hundreds of people out there to help you, be it with your work or be it with anything else. So, yes.
Dropping the wisdom bombs. Last minute wisdom bombs there. Outsource. If you don't love it, outsource it. Love it. Love it. Queen Elizabeth, it has been an absolute pleasure.
Yes. I do like you saying Queen Elizabeth. It just has a beautiful ring to it.
Really does. Really does. Can't wait for the Insta handle to be changed. Just saying.
Yeah.
We will put all this in the show notes, but where can they find you if they're so eager right now?
So on Instagram, I'm Liz the Yogi _coach, and my link tree is on there. I'm also on Facebook as my family name, Elizabeth Warburton, as in the bread. And my other Facebook site is the Studio Thornton, which is evolving now to Roots and Wings. So there I offer my business, my coaching, and soon to be courses, blending everything together, any yoga, meditation, breath work, whatever you need in your life, come find me.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. Well, thank you so much for being in my life. Thank you so much.
Likewise.
Coach of Lancashire.
Yes. Hey, we've got a proper conscious community going on over here in the Northwest, haven't we?
We really do. There's more and more lights coming on in England, Lancashire. And yeah, thank you so much. And yeah, it's so great to see you. And goodbye for now. And
thank you so much for the invite once again.
If you've loved this podcast, if you have taken anything away, then do everybody a favor and please share it. Leave a 5-star review. This will help us to get noticed, to get seen, and for more of the right people to hear it.